that's the Bishop Boyce.
True.
But anti this and we know here, we should compose a letter and an audience and the Dewey Grammar Greg.
True.
The bugs are going more.
True.
Wait, I'll send it.
Well, you're my kitchen, yeah.
Aye.
Shouldn't it go any more?
Go any more, aye.
Or the bug. Bugs.
Aye. Aye, and bugs are going more.
True.
Aye. So, tonight the mother come there. Oh, do not cross the moor tonight, young Daniel, I'll pray you stay. And do not wander from my sight till around us breaks the day. For Mucky's head is lost in gloom, and loud the sea does roar. Tonight he'll surely meet his doom, who crosses Gany Moor. Oh, father dear, said brave young Dan, it is careless I have been. A coming storm by every man, your last night the signs were seen. So parents dear, do not protest, your leave I must implore, to seek my lamb on the cold hard breast of mighty Gany Moor. He took his lantern in his hand, and Dewey left behind. He crossed through Bullen Cave's land, his frightened lamb to find. And as he struggled through the heather, the torrents down did pour, and now young Daniel sank beneath the bogs of Gany Moor. When his father heard the news in anguish wet did cry, I lost all mine, I had to lose, sure I'd rather far to die. They took and comfort laid him, and he never saw springtime more. And Meva grounds, they laid him down at the shades of Gany Moor. So now the Dewey people say that still they hear the cries of their young comrade once again, now in this cold bed lies. And when they kneel at night to pray, they say one ave more for the boy whose bones are bleaching at the shades of Gany Moor.
Can you matter again, Shinshin?
The bogs of Gany Moor.
The
bogs of Gany Moor, aye.
So didn't you find that your silver hill?
Silver Mountain, aye. Silver Mountain. Aye. There's a Kerrighead being on.
Can you check on the main issue on?
And there's a girl thinking the University of Belfast for session on.
Aye.
Give a big idea of it. Can you check on the whole?
Can you check on
all? All it's got my idea first.